if you look at where you would be building quicker, it would be Coffee Park, because the homes are smaller, they're less demanding, the lots are level. You know, there's no hillside lots in Coffee Park, so that makes your work a heck of a lot easier. Now, when you look at the northeast area, it's a whole new different ballgame.
Those are the dulcet tones of Mike Kelly, friend of this radio station and of the community. And we have some of the community members in studio with us. Also on the phone, you know Alex Stone. He started his career here at KSRO, now the big grand poobah hotshot of ABC News, and also has a timeline with Mike Kelly. Good morning, Alex.
Hey there, Pat. How amazing to hear his voice there.
Yeah.
As you played it. And what an incredible voice he had. I'm just thinking back, because I used to run his board, the audio board, from 1996 probably through about 1999. And what a nice guy. I mean, I have the most fond memories of Mike Kelly coming in on Sunday mornings. I was 16 years old. He would come in. He would always stand behind the microphone. He would never sit down, and usually had a tumbler-like mug of coffee. And remember, he'd be swigging that coffee when a caller would be on the air. He'd move away from the microphone and swig that coffee and then keep talking to that caller about real estate. But just what an amazingly nice guy.
Absolutely. I mean, and he was an Irishman, let's face it. And
I don't know what was in that coffee.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you said tumbler, I went in a completely different direction, Alex. But
exactly.
And it's a unique, you know, I'm so happy that Alex is here talking about this, because there is a unique relationship, especially on the weekend, when you're talking about the person on one side of the board and the person on the other. You know, it's really a sort of an interesting marriage, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. And, you know, I was a teenager. I would mess up the board probably a lot more than I remember. And he was always, whatever, it doesn't matter, you're good. He didn't, you know, he just moved on, and not a big deal there. He would never get angry. And it was just such a relaxing part of Sunday mornings, because whether you were on the listener's side or you were on the station side, that, you know, he would come in, he was always extremely calm, always vibrant and happy, and he would, you know, it was always a relatively easy show to do, that he would come in, he would do it, and then he was gone. But it was part of waking up in Sonoma County on a Sunday morning, hearing his voice, or in some of our cases, seeing him on Sunday morning, and then you would go on with your day.
Yeah.
And, you know, it'd normally be the beautiful Sonoma County day that would come after he would get off the air. And it just, when I hear his voice, it takes me back to Sunday mornings.
I know. I've always loved his voice, too. And speaking of being on the other side of that board, Alex, Joe Pasquini is here in the studio, too.
Joe.
Hi. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, Alex. It's great hearing your voice, and it gave me a chill hearing Mike's voice there. But what he said about how easy that show was, I've told people, and I think I took over for Alex and started, I've been doing it since nearly 20 years, but I've told people it's the easiest money that I've ever made.
Really?
Because I just come in, he told me two things to worry about. Look at his Facebook page to see if we have a guest coming in. Greet the guest, because he was always here at the last second. And number two, he loved the college football blowouts. Keep an eye on the scores on Saturdays, and we would talk about that the next day. So, Alex, you're dead on about coming in and just push the right buttons and let Mike talk.
Well, let me ask you a question, Alex.
I'm sure he would have been wanting Facebook had we had it back in, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, back at that time, he had a lot of guests who would call in and some who would come by. But, yeah, I mean, Joe, we've all worked with you know, folks who can be a little difficult to work with when you're running the board for them.
No.
Hey, wait a minute.
No way.
and I don't mean you, Pat. There are people in our careers that make it very tough. Mike Kelly was not that way. He was so relaxed, and so he just knew how to do it. That the music would play after the news. He would come in with those tones, happy Sunday morning, talking about the great real estate in Sonoma County. You would go to break. He would, you know, chat with you, walk around. He had the big personality, and just what a great guy.
Absolutely a great guy. And I think that is really the overriding sentiment, not just about his prowess and his knowledge about Sonoma County real estate, but that overall, everybody was happy to see him walk in the room. You know?
Yeah. You know, it was like Santa Claus walked in. I mean, at times, you know, kind of size-wise, but also that here was, you know, this was going to be a happy, fun time when he was there. And KSRO has always had that great weekend lineup. If you got Steve Garner on Saturday mornings,
yeah, he'll be on with us
Saturday
in a minute.
Morning.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's that? I'm sorry?
I said Steve Garner will be with us in just a minute. One question for you, Alex, before we let you go. Did you ever have to bleep Mike Kelly?
Boy, you know, we did have that. I believe we had a delay back then.
Old school radio.
I don't think I ever had to bleep him, but, you know, I do remember that back then there was a logging system. I'm guessing it's changed now, that was on VHS tape.
Yeah, it's changed now, Alex. Yeah.
Good. I didn't want to insult if it had changed, but you would actually every 6 hours change out that VHS tape. And I remember sometimes guests would come in and he'd want a copy of that. So afterwards we'd go to a VCR player in the newsroom and move it over to a cassette and give it to him. But I have the fondest of memories of Mike Kelly. And when I saw your post a couple nights ago, Pat, about his passing, it broke my heart. What a great guy.
Yeah, it broke a lot of hearts that night, to be sure. And Alex, we're proud of you as ever. Thank you for being with us this morning. Appreciate the stories, and we'll talk soon.
You got it. Sounds good. Thanks, Pat. Thanks, Joe.